The UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab described the arrests as a grievous attack on Hong Kong's rights and freedoms. The incoming US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said they were an assault, and the EU called for the release of those arrested and said it was considering further sanctions on China. Those responses have been welcomed by democracy campaigners in Hong Kong, but many say strong criticism alone won't work. They're calling for tougher, coordinated economic measures to be put in place. The European Commission says any sanctions would have to be agreed unanimously by the EU's 27 member states. That happened in July last year when the bloc sanctioned Beijing for its introduction of the national security law in Hong Kong. The 53 arrests on Wednesday were made under that law on charges of subversion, a charge which carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. Richard Kimber in Hong Kong.